Alternatively, balance it by the oxidation method. Now, I won't ask about that method, which is the quick and dirty one about figuring out whether there's more hydrogens or oxygen bonds. Okay, that's just for you to know. It's a very easy way of figuring out if something's an oxidation or reduction. But there are no electrons involved, so it's very quick and dirty. These two methods are more robust. You can actually see the number of electrons. So these are the sort of textbook ways of doing it. So the oxidation state method then, if a bond is to hydrogen, then you add a negative one to the carbon. So we sum on each side. If the bond's to an element that's more electronegative than carbon, then we add a plus one to the carbon. So this will be oxygen or the halogens. And if the bond's to carbon, we add a zero to the carbon. So in looking at some molecules, for instance, our methane then, a negative one for each hydrogen, so this then is negative four. Over here, there's three bonds to hydrogen, one bond to carbon, so it's a negative three at each carbon. And over here, we've got two bonds to oxygen times two, then each bond to oxygen gets a plus one, so we get a plus four onto the carbon. That means if we take our propene to our propane 1,2 diol, we do the sums on this, it's minus three, minus one, minus two. Over this side, minus three, zero on this one because there's one bond to carbon, one bond to hydrogen, so it's a negative one, one bond to oxygen, that's a plus one, one bond to carbon's a zero. So the plus one cancels with the negative one. And then over this end, minus one. We sum down here, we get minus six over the different carbons. We sum into this molecule, we end up with minus four on the carbon. As before, we add electrons to the side that's short of electrons so that both sides are equal. So minus four plus two electrons goes to minus six. And it proves that in this case, using the oxidation state method, it's also an oxidation and we get exactly the same number of electrons. So that's the set piece question then that will